welcome to this online resource from St. Peter's Church in Greenhill. At this time of the coronavirus, where we're all self-isolating and self-distancing and are unable to meet together corporately in the same space, it's becoming more and more important that we learn how to worship and to pray on our own in isolation. And so we hope that these resources that we are producing will be of benefit to you. This resource is a daily examen. I do this at evening prayer at the end of the day, a chance to review my past day and reflect on where God's been at work, what's been happening, and to lift that to God and to look forward to tomorrow. So I'm going to talk us through a version of it so that you can engage with it wherever you find yourself. We invite you to replay this each day as you engage in some way in prayer with God. So find yourself in a comfortable position and begin to focus on your breathing. You may find a word to reflect on, useful. Maybe the name of Jesus. Maybe a prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. As you breathe in and as you breathe out. As you pray, ask God for his light and his illumination as you look back at the day through God's eyes. Ask God to show you where he has been present. Ask God to see and to hear the people that you have met and encountered through his love and his grace. The day that you've just lived through is a gift from God. Ask for gratitude in your heart as you look at your day. Begin to carefully look back over the day, being guided by the Spirit, to reflect on conversations, tasks, completed and uncompleted. Allow God's grace and goodness to direct you. Be thankful for the opportunities that you've had today to serve your God. Might be that today you have not been aware of his presence. Allow him to show you, and with thankfulness give thanks that he is faithful and has journeyed this day with you. you have journeyed back over your day, reflecting with gratitude God's presence. It may be that you have had to face some shortcomings, some places where you have made mistakes, where things haven't turned out as you had hoped, where you might hold regret or shame. It might be that you have returned to behaviour which you thought you had dealt with, actions and phrases which you had hoped not to have made. Face up to those, examine them in your heart, knowing that the Lord is forgiving and merciful, that He's able to redeem them. Invite God in to make healing in you and your life, to redeem the situations that you haven't caused. Do it all in the knowledge and the love of God. Having reflected on your day, both the consolation and the desolation, now it's time to turn towards the life ahead. How might this encounter and time with God change your journey? Look forward to the day to come, for the rest between. What might it be that God is working in your life? What is it that He is calling you to do and to be? Open your heart for God to speak to you. Loving Father, thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for journeying this day with us. Grant us rest in your presence and your peace. Amen. I invite you to repeat that each day, finding a time, as I said, preferably near the end of the day, just to sit in quiet and contemplation. We do hope you've enjoyed this resource. During the coronavirus crisis, we'll be adding more and more to our website, www.stpeters.co, and through all podcasting platforms. Just search for St. Peter's Greenhill. If you've got access to Facebook, we're live streaming morning and evening prayer. Morning prayer is at 9 o'clock in the morning and evening prayer is at 5:30 p.m. On Sundays, most of the time at 11, but please do check our website, we'll be live streaming worship, so I hope you can join us there. If you have any ideas for future resources, then please do get in touch by emailing us hello@stpeters.co. That's SAINTPETERS.co. Thank you very much.